Welcome! You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member, each of whom will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Welcome to the Humans of K-Park podcast. I am Ramiro Hernandez, and I am here today with sophomore Sabrina Holloway. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
I have a list of questions I'm going to ask you. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay. What would people be surprising to know about you?
That I'm a very interesting person with an interesting personality. That I don't really like that I have a different personality than others, but I would like to say that my personality is more of a chaotic kind. Like, for existence, if I'm excited, I can show an excited expression. But if I'm sad, I just be quiet all the time. I'm more like an introvert, basically.
Oh, okay. What are some things that you are passionate about?
I am very passionate about being a cosplayer.
If you had to choose, what would you say you are most passionate about?
I would say I'm most passionate about being a cosplayer because I get to experience how I can be those characters and act out those characters while doing the makeup and the wig styling. Because I get to learn how to be able to do new things and create new things with the different types of cosplays I have.
Okay. Very interesting. Tell me when you first learned about cosplaying.
When I first learned about cosplaying is when my friend showed me a picture or a video of it on TikTok, and I just instantly fell in love with that adjective, so I just decided to go with it, and what do you know, I got really good at it after a while. And so I started to really like it, so I just started doing it, and it's my type of thing to do.
How did you become so passionate about it?
I basically started by easily doing makeup slowly at a time and then trying different things to style the wig that goes with the makeup. But I wasn't really good at it at first, but I started for a while until like a month or so, and I started to get really good at it. I got new wigs that have like different types of styles that I have to use hairspray for, including a teasing brush, and it's very interesting to do.
Okay. What is the most memorable experience you've had with this?
The most memorable experience would be when my friends saw me cosplaying. They wanted to take a picture experiencing it. They're like, oh, can I borrow one of your wigs? I'm like, nah, I spend most of my time on it. And so also the next one would be my sister's reaction to it. She was priceless. I loved her little smile. It was funny. Including my brother's reaction. His was kind of like, really? And I'm just like, okay. And so when I went to school, I also had different reactions from people. Some of them were surprised, and some of them wanted pictures. And some of them didn't really like the way I looked on Halloween wearing the costume. But I did get a lot of pictures wanting to be taken. I did like having friends that are just like me and just like the same thing as I do, which is anime for cosplay. And that's basically it.
Okay. Who has influenced you in this area most?
Who has influenced me? Basically my friends, because when they show me anime, I have the feeling that we all share the same thing because we almost watch the same exact anime together. So that, and I love watching anime because it's fun and because you get to learn new things in anime, including romance and all the sports and fantasies. It's fun.
Okay. How have your parents or family influenced you?
My mom influenced me because, well, instead of her, like, hating what I did, she just inspires me by accepting what I do. She's like, okay, so you have a passion for cosplay. I'm okay with that. And her reaction, she was just like, oh, wow, Sabrina, you should be doing this for a living. I'm like, I am, Mom. And she also said, oh, you should be doing sponsorships for the makeup you do and the wig styling. You should be sponsored for these. I'm like, okay, and most of the time I'm confused, but she inspires me the most because she gives me confidence in what I do. She also gives me the confidence to love who I am and be who I am.
It's nice. It's really nice. What do your friends think about cosplaying?
Some of them think it's cool and some of them just think it's weird. Most of them just laugh. And so they're like, oh, okay. And some of them don't get what I did, so I just explain to them most of the time. They're like, when they realize what it is, they're like, oh, cool, that's awesome. And so, yeah, that's what I love about what my friends say about it.
Okay. How does your family feel about cosplaying?
Well, my mom feels like, oh, it's okay. She loves it a little bit, and she thinks it's a little weird, but it's okay. My brother, I would say not so much. He's like, okay. And he doesn't want me to go out in public too much with cosplay. He's a little unfair and stuff, and so, yeah. And then my sister, she's like, oh, that's cool. Just don't embarrass me. I'm like, okay. With my other brother, my other special needs brother, he's completely fine with it. And he loves it too, even though he wants to cosplay too, but it's a different anime for him, so.
Oh, okay. Has there ever been a time when you thought about giving this up because of the challenges you face?
Yeah, sometimes when people give me rude assaults of violence and stuff, when they just say, oh, you should stop cosplaying, I hope your dad hits you and all that, including with different phrases like, oh, you're ugly, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be acting like a normal teenager. Most of them just give me devil stares. And so all I just think is, yeah, I just listen to them shout at me and saying bad things about how I cosplay. Some of them really don't care. Some of them will say the bad words that people don't want to say. And that's basically it. Besides the, oh, you should stop cosplaying. Oh, you're ugly. You have a big forehead. I'm like, okay. And that's basically what one of my downer things about it.
Oh, well, don't worry. You're loved and appreciated here. How much time in your week is devoted to this, in school or out of school?
Out of school most of the time, because if I'm in school, I don't really get to explain much because of the schoolwork I have to do most of the time. But when I'm outside, I get to explore more and say more things about my cosplay more randomly. I'm more comfortable with saying it out loud than to keep it to myself. It's just so that people know that I'm not a normal person, more like a cosplayer who loves cosplaying those characters specifically and their personalities, basically. And that's basically it. But in school, not so much, because different people may say different things about what you say to them and how you explain yourself to them and stuff. So they might not get to know that much about you because you're most of the time you're doing homework or you're eating with your friends.
Oh, okay. What are your post-high school goals?
My high school goals would be to at least get a really good grade and keep that grade up. Never to get like a bad grade and stuff because my parents would yell at me if I did. And most of the time, also my next goal would be probably just try as hard as I can on problems that I don't get, complete compatibility with my disability. There's another goal, which is to like do what I can and what I must do with the homework and listening very, very hard trying not to lose focus on what the teacher is saying. But that's pretty much my goals in life.
Okay, it's not some bad goals. How do you think K-Park has helped prepare to go through with these goals?
It helped me by teaching me how to be more, I don't know how to say it, but more, you know, talkative to people. It kind of taught me with my friends and my family and with all the people around me. I started to get really comfortable. And when the teachers start to help me out for things I don't understand and help me out on what I'm stuck on, it starts to help me a lot in school. It makes it easier for me to understand.
Oh, okay. How do you see yourself continuing to pursue your cosplaying passion past high school?
I see it as, I don't know how to say this, but my career for the passion of the cosplay would be the suffix makeup and the makeup artist, which means, basically I just do suffix makeup with Halloween and then I do regular makeup for like purposes of perfection. That's what I'm hoping to do, including creating costumes for the cosplays and for people. That's mostly what I'm thinking of.
Okay. Looking back on the last 4 years, is there anything you'd change if you could?
The only thing I could change was to at least have a better middle school year. If I were to go back to the past, I would basically have a better middle school year than to have bullying the rest of my life from people who don't even like me because of my disability most of the time and my outrageous loud mouth, and that's it. I would say that I would go in the past just to change how stupid I just act in front of people, trying to hide the emotion of regret sometimes. But that's pretty much it. I wish I could help myself back then and tell myself everything's okay, like everything is going downhill or stuff. It will get better and stuff. That's what I wish to tell my past.
Oh, okay, it's actually quite heartwarming. What advice do you have for others pursuing this passion?
To, like, be yourself. If you feel comfortable doing cosplay or watching anime or even doing the wigs and the makeup, it doesn't have to look perfect and just has to, you know, you just has to be you with the makeup. It doesn't have to be perfect. You'll eventually get better at it. But as long as you feel comfortable in your own skin while doing it, you will feel amazing while doing it. And you, in your life, you could feel like you've accomplished something. Like the fun and need to act out the character. I love that part, including the makeup, even though it takes a long time. So yeah, that's pretty fun. So just be yourself. If you have things you want to do in your life that's different than what others think, or it's if it's weird or natural, just do what you want to do. And no matter what anyone says, do it.
Okay, well, thank you for your time and all the effort you put into this interview. This is the Humans to K-Park podcast signing off.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.